back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, and you can be able to watch Arsenio Hall on TV as if he needs any more TV time in about 5 minutes. Or four minutes. So turn on channel 9.
Thanks, Tim.
And I got to make a note here. No more
juice jokes.
Hey, man, brother's still on the fence about that murder.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I think Cato did it.
I'm going to get that. I'm making a whole notebook of what to say and what not to say.
A handbook of what to say around black folks.
All right. All right, folks, speaking of what to say, what to do, and where to go and everything, we have the man who knows more about voting in Los Angeles than anybody else. And if you're going to register to vote, you have got to do so, I believe, shortly, right?
Right. The deadline is October 20th.
Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Logan is with us. Nice to see you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, the LA Register. Look at that.
Dean, you clean up really well.
Thank you.
I mean, I've never seen you in a suit like that. That's amazing. You look like you vote.
I know. I'd rather be dressed like you guys.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll change shirts with you. Hey, now, if you go to the website, and the website is www.lavote.org. Oh, I'm sorry, .net. And you can register to vote right there?
You can download the form to register to vote there. You need to sign it and mail it in. It also will give you locations where you can go throughout the county to get registered.
How many new people are registering this year in L.A. County, right?
Right. Well, we're seeing phenomenal numbers, and it started back in February with the presidential primary, and it's just crescendoed since then. And in these next couple of weeks, we're gonna see literally, you know, hundreds of thousands of new registrations coming in. Now, some of those will be people correcting their address and that type of thing. But this week, in fact, tomorrow, we believe that we will shatter all previous records for voter registration, not just in LA County, but in the country. We'll have the most registered voters ever.
No, wait. If Tim and I vote, will it kind of set us up for jury duty?
Actually, yeah, they fixed that a long time ago. Believe it or not, in a past life, I was a jury commissioner, so I have to be careful how I talk about this. But they changed that because people were canceling their voter registrations to get out of jury duty. So now if you have a driver's license, even if you're not registered to vote, you're still on the line for jury duty.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. But it used to be if you were registered to vote, they selected you for jury duty.
Right. And they still use that database, but they also use the driver's license database.
There was a funny comic on Howard Stern. Remember who did this? Maybe you know the guy from just the material. But he said he was told, you know, vote or die, vote or die. And they says, well, he says, vote or die. That seemed very serious. I voted. My guy lost by 5 million votes, and now I'm doing jury duty every 6 months. You know, I don't remember who it was.
Oh.
But that is like the fear of a lot of people. But you know, so from now on, for the rest of the history in Los Angeles County, you're free to register to vote and not obligated to do jury duty. It comes with a license.
Exactly.
All right.
You heard my opinions about the O.J. murder. I don't want to end up having to publicly sit and say, I know that brother didn't do it before we even get started. I know that brother didn't do it.
All right. I feel like such an a-hole. All right. LAvote.net. And we're going to tell people. How many people are registered to vote in L.A. County?
4.1 million.
Is that right?
Yep.
How many people live in L.A. County?
About 10 million.
Oh, all right. So there's still some people that need to register.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've got eligible citizens out there that need to get those registrations in.
And the supervisors must be proud of you because you're setting a record.
Well,
your
I
job
hope so.
Must be set for life.
Well, in this elections business, I don't think anybody's job is set for life.
Are you work on commission, like according to how many people you get signed up?
I like that idea.
But I think you guys also, made the right move of talking to people who, listen to talk radio, because those are really the most active ones. All right, we're going to do a channel 9 here. I don't know what that means.
Who is joined by Arsenio Hall and the L.A. County Registrar Recorder, County Clerk Dean Logan.
Yes.
Gentlemen, welcome. We are talking a lot about elections these days, and so I've got to ask Mr. Logan. There's all kinds of confusion from Florida to California about ballots these days, about new systems, about double bubbles and butterfly ballots.
Double bubbles?
Everything.
Hey, in the ghetto, that's not... a voting term.
Are you pretty confident that everything's going to go off without a hitch, Mr. Logan?
Well, I think that the key here is L.A. County is a jurisdiction like no other, and we say that putting together an election here is the equivalent of putting on a major military operation. We got 4.1 million registered voters, 4,300 different polling locations, and we rely on 26,000 dedicated, basically volunteer poll workers to make this work on election day. But I am confident it's going to work because there is so much interest and enthusiasm about this election, and people are psyched up about it. We have...
Who's running this year for president?
Let's see.
Apparently McCain vetted some people from VH1's Rock of Love and ended up with Sarah Palin. So I'm voting for McCain.
Yeah, but how many people are registered in L.A. County?
4.1 million.
4.1 million people. Wow, look at that.
Dean, how many of those you actually think are going to get to the polls?
Well, I think we're going to see record turnout. I think that, you know, it was 79% in the last presidential election, and I'm not, I don't predict an exact figure, but I think we're going to top that this time. I think we're going to see record turnout, record registration, and, you know, this one's going to go down in history.
But this really presents a lot of challenges for you because you're expecting a lot of first-time voters, aren't you? People who have never cast a ballot before, they're all going to be doing it for the first time.
That's right. I think we're going to see more first-time voters than we've ever seen before, and you made the point that in a national election, there's so much interest out there and so many stories in the battleground states. A lot of what we're trying to do right now is try to take the fear away from those first-time voters, that they're hearing stories about things happening in other states, trying to bring it down, put it in perspective that it's a fairly simple process. It's somebody got safeguards in place, and we're going to make it work for the people here in L.A. County.
But somebody has the fear of voting? Is that right?
Well, I think what they hear, you know, you hear stories about things that are happening in these battleground states where the politics of the presidential race is filtering into it, and people start to question, is it worth it to go to the polling place? Is my vote really going to count?
Right, yeah. And so get out there and vote on November 10th, right?
And you still have time to register. Oh, you're so bad.
November
you still
what?
Have time to register, right, Mr. Logan?
You still have time to register till October 20th. And actually, voting has started in L.A. County. You can vote in our office
Look
in Norwalk. And vote-by-mail ballots went in the mail this week.
All right, November 4th is the date to vote.
That's right.
Right.
November
nobody's
4th.
Gotten the message so far. Yeah, November 4th.
All right, confusing, Tim.
Hopefully no double bubbles out there.
Yeah.
No, those are in the past.
I'm sorry, Ms. Lopez. I apologize.
Rick, I hate to do this to you, put you on the spot. Who are you voting for?
You know, at this point, I can honestly say I haven't decided for sure. I'm an independent voter, and I wish there was somebody else running at this point. But the lesser of two evils, we'll have to decide in the next couple of weeks.
Fiercely independent.
I'll talk to you during the break.
I want to write in Wesley Snipes because I'm tired of paying taxes.
Yeah, Rick and Sylvia, thanks for having us on, by the way.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
appreciate
you all.
All right. We are on Channel 9 tonight, all night, 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35, and listening right now on 97.1, and you can listen all night. Tom Likas is coming up at 10 o'clock.
Yes!
Yes, Tommy Likas, everybody. And Dean Logan, who will, you know, tell you exactly how to vote. All the information on their website is terrific, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I went to it today. It's lavote.net. And the upper right-hand corner is a picture of Dean Logan. So if you want to see what the man you're listening on the radio right now looks like, top right-hand corner. And are we going to be voting by computer or by ink or what's going on this year?
No, we use the Inkavote Plus voting system. It's a paper-based system. It's similar to the old punch card system, except instead of punching holes through the ballot, you're just filling in the oval with some ink.
Is that the whole dangling Chad syndrome? Right,
the Chads are gone.
Okay.
Now we're filling in with ink, and then we optically scan those through scanners at our central headquarters in Norwalk, and that produces the results.
Excellent. All right, go to lavote.net, lavote.net, and vote, folks, for McCain, right? Is that right?
You know,
you mean Obama?
My wallet says McCain, but my heart says Obama. So I'm not sure how I'm going to go with this, you know?
You know, I think this is the first time we ever did a K-Cow show where it looks like you're in the locker room with a towel over your shoulder.
Yeah, I meant to take that off when we went to TV. But,
looks like we're at the K-Cow locker room. All right. Thanks for coming on, Dean.
Thank you.
You're a major stud in all of the voting. It happens on November 4th, so get out there and vote, no matter who you vote for. Get out there and vote for McCain. What?
I mean
Obama.
Mr. O'Reilly,
vote for whoever
stop
you want.
It.
Vote whoever you want. I don't care who you vote for. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Got to thank Dean for coming on. LAVote.net. LAVote.net.
Logan's Run.
Yes. And Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, joined by Arsenio Hall every Wednesday. So if you can't stand me and maybe do sports locally here, and you want to just listen to the show, Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday, and he doesn't goof around, man.
How do you work over here with Jackie Johnson on the monitors? How do you even focus?
All right, and then also Paul Majors is with us, and Paul, you can see him 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And 11 o'clock on Channel 2.
And if that's not enough, I'll just show up at your house. I'll read your newspaper to you.
But Paul has been coming on for about, 4 years or so? 3 or 4 years?
Actually 4 years. It's almost five.
And we always get a lot of email saying that, you know, a lot of anchors or a lot of people have, you know, sort of attitudes in town. This guy is a real guy's guy. I mean, he's the guy that, you know, not saying you do this, but you may, you know, like run into 20 old college buddies and go drinking and gambling and playing golf for a week. I don't know what you do.
like in the ghetto, we call him a minch.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect for Yom Kippur.
And he's also up late at night like I am.
Yeah,
every
well,
night.
You and I talk at night.
Yeah. And occasionally my phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, uh-oh, somebody in my family died. And I pick it up and say, hey, it's Paul.
I seldom make sense, and usually the next day something is delivered via Federal Express that I ordered off an infomercial, and I got no idea what it is or how to use it.
Yeah.
Wait, when you call Timmy, answers the phone?
Oh yeah. I'm up that late. Yeah. I'm up to about 4:35 every morning. So if you want to, if you're up late at night, you want to have somebody chit chat with, I'm up till 5 a.m.
Yeah, we got a party line. We got a party line chat deal going on.
That's very cool.
You want the number? It's only 99 cents a minute.
Yeah. Have you gone back to the newsroom? And obviously, you did. What's the big story tonight? What's going on?
Positive train control.
Oh, they're going to set it up.
Yeah, Feinstein was here in town today. You know, and that's been her big thing since the whole Metrolink deal.
Right.
And, that's passed. So we're going to.
That would have prevented that accident.
Absolutely, it would have prevented that accident. Yeah.
So exactly what does that do, Paul? It stops the train, even if you're texting?
Stops you. Yes, it does. Well, you can no longer text.
Oh, okay.
But the train runs a red light, it grinds to a halt, though.
And,
you know, and really, I realize how expensive it is. Why do you have a freight train using the same tracks as a commuter
train? It's ridiculous.
That's what it is, really troublesome to me.
And you know what? Thank God that train was being pulled instead of being pushed.
Absolutely.
Because if that train was being pushed, there may have been 200 people killed.
You're absolutely right.
Yes. Thank you very much. So if you're a conductor of the train whose boyfriend hanged himself in the garage on Valentine's Day and texting 14-year-olds, it'll stop the train?
Still stop the train.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Not that I'm blaming anybody for that accident.
No, not Tim Conway Jr.
Yeah.
And you know, we got two engineers on board now already.
Oh, two?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So it's, you know,
all right. They can be texting each other.
The other one was watching porno while one was texting, you know.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's nuts.
Oh,
wasted
man.
Life.
I mean, you know, I felt so bad for the one kid. You know, the 13-year-old kid who waits for his dad to get off the train every day and they play baseball.
They catch.
Yeah, and that's never going to happen again.
Or how about
some
idiot? I mean, everyone's life is important, but some stories just happen to touch you. I happen to have a daughter, as you pointed out earlier, who's, you know, in her first year of college.
Right.
How about the young girl who was coming home because she started college and her sister was there waiting for her? And we actually interviewed her sister throughout the night. And then, you know, this young girl's coming home for a weekend at home after starting college. I remember what her sister was saying prior to knowing that her sister had perished in the accident. She's been at school, and she just everything in her life is just going great. like implying that it hadn't been, and now everything's on track.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah. You're going to make me tear up on radio, man. Stop.
She was going home for a baptism.
Baptism in the morning, yeah.
Ah, Bobbo. Yeah. All right, Paul Majors is with us. You're at, now, you're from originally from out here, but you went to Minnesota and worked there for, what, 10 years?
Left San Diego and went back to the Midwest,
Do you miss it? You miss the Midwest mentality or the Midwest people or the
people,
weather?
Right, you know, that's what I miss.
Right.
I don't miss the weather.
Right. But you were. I mean, not saying you are in L.A., but I know in Minnesota, I mean, you were the S. I mean, you were the big guy, and everybody in the malls and the streets, everybody, you know, would stop and go, hey, Paul Majors,
it was just my family and three others. That's all. There's not much of a population.
I'm so shocked at how hip his lingo is.
I know.
He's the S.
You with S.
Yes. Wow. He was the S, man.
Hanging out with the Clippers.
And
so hip.
Paul told me a story that he was, I don't know, you were buying pizza one night, and you had to write a check, and the guy, and he didn't have any ID on him, and the guy said, I'm Paul Majors, and the guy who's selling him the pizza goes, oh, I hear you on KLSX all the time.
That was here.
It was here?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's got to disappoint you.
He had, you know, I literally, like, for the first couple of years that he had me on his radio show, right?
Yep.
I could be anywhere in town. Don't I mean, my family doesn't know what channel I'm on, frankly. But I could be somewhere and I'd say my name or people hear my voice and they go, oh, yeah, you're the guy on with Conway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way that works.
He's changed my life, this Wednesday thing. Wait, is that John McCain on a Segway? Do I see John McCain across the room on a Segway?
No, I actually know that guy's name. That's Stanley Blumenthal in Miami. And his condominium association doesn't want him right. His Segway scooter is going to injure somebody.
Is that right?
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, man.
But you should hear him interviewed. He's hilarious.
But, yeah, you and I met through Mike Nelson. And he said, this is a real cool dude. It turns out he was sort of correct. Yeah.
Am I getting fired here? Is this...
this is your life.
Man.
Yeah. Hey,
can your wife cook? I meant to ask you that earlier. Or maybe
it's
I should.
That's a loaded question for you,
can.
Huh?
She actually can.
Oh, she can.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, ask my mom. Mike knows. Yeah. Mike eats dinner a lot at our house.
All right. And, yeah, this is
not Mike. Mike rarely eats.
All right, folks. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we have Tom Likas. He'll be coming on with us. And we'd also, again, like to direct everybody to the greatest website in Los Angeles, lavote.net. And register. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
You are. You registered,
Arsenio? Yes, I'm a Republican.
Are
I'm
you registered?
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. Why you asked me twice like I was lying? You already said I was registered.
You know what? I think he was just assuming that you have someone that registers for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. No, I'm registered. I'm an American, man, and that's a very, you know, I'm fortunate to be able to vote.
I asked Dean Logan if he was registered, and I've never seen a guy like that use the finger so quickly.
Yeah. And you know what?
I am.
Having Arsenio on every Wednesday, and you know he's Arsenio Hall. So when I leave here, I go back to the newsroom. Right, this is what I get from every woman back there. Is he nice? Is he really nice? Yeah. I go, yeah. They go, oh,
and
hot.
Then, and then they follow hot. It up by, oh, doesn't he look great in that blue short sleeve shirt? All right.
It's the other one.
I know. All right. Arsenio Hall, man. I am the Arsenio Hall of you and Eddie Murphy's relationship.
See, I know what that means, but you might have to explain that for people who aren't with us all the time.
All right. But Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy are great friends. And Eddie Murphy, evidently, like, gets all the chicks, and you...
I just bring him the chips. You know,
and that's what happens.
You need more
here.
Chips, Mr. Murphy? How about the lady? Would she like some guacamole? Yeah.
This guy, man, nobody gets more chicks in Arsenio Hall. Nobody. Especially in the newsroom. All right, we'd like to thank... can you stay with us, Paul Majors?
I got to run and do some stuff.
All right,
believe
Paul Majors,
not, yeah.
Everybody.
Tim,
watch him at 11
Arsenio,
o'clock
thank you.
Tonight, everybody.
Thank you, Paul.
Paul Majors.
Invite me over for dinner one day when he's out of town.
You want to watch a football game?
Absolutely.
That's when we do grill stuff. At halftime, that's when we eat.
A real man's food.
Yeah, you got to have Arsenio over. Yeah. You know, and mix it up a little over there at that house.
Now, you go over there, right?
We've talked about getting together, but I haven't slid up there yet.
How about if me and Tim come over
here
at the church?
I got a 3-year-old. I can't get out.
That's the problem with you. Seriously.
I know. I got a 3-year-old.
I'm a 9-year-old.
She's so cute. All right. Go vote. LAvote.net. And if you don't vote, you're
You're an idiot. You know, and this year, as close as it is, you look at all the polls, this year, it matters every year.
Yes.
But this year, it really, really matters. It
yes.
Does.
I believe it's going to be close. I know they're talking in different cities, 6 points, 12 points. We got to be real careful. Don't forget Bradley syndrome.
And get to know your Supreme Court members of the United States Supreme Court, because they could decide this one, too.
Yeah. And ooh, if you're, yeah. you can't see this right now because we're just on radio, but Paul Majors has dressed down before he has to dress up for work. And he's wearing a
Clarence Thomas T-shirt.
A Yes on Prop 8 shirt.
Clarence
you're,
Thomas.
You're very active with the gay marriage, huh? Putting that everything.
I'll let you speak.
Go ahead. Let's get back to cooking and football.
Let's talk about your
all
wife.
All right, yeah. I got to go apologize to Jim Hill. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Paul Majors is with
Jim's
us.
Fine. Tim,
Arsenio
loves you.
Hall
fine,
is with man. Us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Right. Give me just a minute. All the time tonight.